Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Kenny is a rising star in the gospel music industry, and after this interview, you'll find out why. Well, after this song, then the interview. Here's Evie McKinney with Just Like God.
Here we go, another day. Got what to do.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to be joined by this anointed young woman of God, Evie McKinney. Welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. And so I'm so glad that we cleared up the correct pronunciation of your name before we actually got a chance to talk to the people, because, you know, it's very easy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. And so it's easy to sort of have a you know, tomato-tomato moment with your first name. What does it mean, by the way, Evie?
Well, Evie.
See how quick. See how quick I did that, Evie.
Yeah, that's okay. It means life. I looked it up a while ago, and it means life.
Wow, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like I always say, for the listeners who may have just found Christ yesterday, they're new to church and church people and church music. Tell them a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Yes. Well, hey, y'all. I'm Evie McKinney, born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm a country girl. I'm the youngest of seven. I have four brothers and two sisters, and I grew up with a grandmother and a mother and a father that were undoubtedly in love and head over heels for Jesus, and they instilled that in all their kids. So I don't have the privilege, like a lot of people, of saying, well, I found God later in life. I have the privilege of knowing God pretty much since I knew how to say my name. You know, he's been there my whole life. He's been there my whole life, going to church on Sundays and Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know, God mm-hmm. has always been very, very present in my life. And it's something I'm so proud of, because the older I got, I got to experience the God that my family, my mom and dad were teaching me about. I got to really experience him in supernatural ways for myself. So it wasn't just me reading God's word and, you know, that it stopped there. It kept going, you know, all through middle school and high school. It kept going. So yeah, that's my journey with Jesus, and it's still going. And anytime you give your life to Christ, nothing is going to happen overnight. However, it is a lifetime of love and mercy and, you know, and grace.
Wow. You know, as you were speaking, I could feel the power and the anointing in your voice. Just you're just an anointed and prolific speaker as well. I could hear the power and authority in the way that you spoke.
Yes.
And so I can tell that you are a teacher, preacher, and and that you're a singing preacher, a singing preacher too, as they say. So yeah, I can tell. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I know I come from a place where we all, you know, like the word say in the last days, you know, the Lord say my sons and daughters will prophesy. And so I believe, and I'm not talking about me telling somebody, I'm not no psychic or nothing like that, but it's just me sharing my experiences with other people, you know, and that is ministry, you know, sharing your testimony. That's what life is about, honestly.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So when it comes to music, how did you fall in love with music? What led you to, what's the story behind that?
Oh my goodness. Well, my love for Jesus is what led me to my love for music, honestly. But like I said, I had parents that loved Jesus so much, and they didn't just teach us and read scriptures to us. We saw their love and their devotion for Jesus, which made it even more real than going to church and just reading out of a book, because anybody can say that they believe. Anybody can go to church and, you know, claim to be, you know, a disciple or a follower of Christ. But it's really what you do Monday through Saturday when you're not going to church. And that's what, you know, sparked that in me, because I wanted to talk about, ever since I was a little girl, honestly, I just wanted to talk about Jesus. For some reason, it's always just been that fire that's been lit in my soul to just want to sing about him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, you say ever since you was a little girl. You want to share your age with the listeners? I'm just saying. You talk like you're an old woman.
Yeah. I'm 23 years old. I'll be 24 June 27.
See there? Wow. See, you've been around some sanctified folk, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And like I said, it's people's lifestyles ultimately that really helped shape who I am, you know, my mom, man, because I'm not lying. I used to see my mama get down on her knees every single morning. She would get down physically on her knees before she went to work every morning, whether I was late for school or not. She would get down on her knees and she would pray. And I know that, you know, my mom's prayers has a lot to do with where I am.
Wow, that is so amazing. And so what were your duties in the church? Because somewhere in here, I'm sure you had to lead worship or lead praise or something. What were your duties?
I was just in the choir. I was the lead singer.
I knew it.
I was in the choir.
I knew it. So just like God, talk to us about this dynamic, prolific song where you just exalt the Lord like only you can.
Man, I wrote Just Like God from a very, very deep place. It was everything that you hear in the song. I'm very big on lyrics because it's so much, you know, I want to say about Jesus and how he supernaturally made things happen for me. But Just Like God was literally written from a place of, you know, where I was. That was the most honest place that I had written a song. And I was in this moment where I said, Lord, my bank account is telling me that I can't buy what I want to buy. I can't pay what I need to pay. But I know that you're right on time. I even say it in the song. Right on time, ain't that just like God? I've been down to $1, but I know where my help comes from.
Yes.
And then I talk about my chorus is pretty much, man, a reflection of literally the last 4 or 3 years of my life, because blessings have just fallen out of nowhere. And ain't it just like God to do that? Only God can do that. I think today, In today's society, we live in a world where people are trying their hardest, people who don't believe the way that we do, people who don't, you know, fear God and have a high reverence for him. They tend to pull us away or distract us with quote unquote worldly topics and all of that type of stuff. And where we are right now, the enemy wants us to be distracted, because if he can distract us with all of this mess that's going on in the world, then we're not praying, we're not reading God's word the way that we need to read it. And so he's going to do whatever he wants to do. But that song, I'm pretty much just saying, only God can do certain things. Only God. Mm-hmm. And it was made like that since the beginning of time. Oh, nobody else can be God. And you know, even when, you know, the enemy, the devil, the serpent tempted Eve, he tempted her by making her question God's will. And that is what we're living in right now. If the devil can get you to question God's will, then he can get you to question your identity. He can get you to question your purpose, question everything there is. But when you listen to Just Like God, I wrote it because that is so personal to me. It's so real that when you believe in God, it don't even matter. Your bank account can say negative $100. God is going to provide.
Yes, he is. Wow. That's what I mean by prolific speaker. See, there are so many things that God is going to do with you. I see a book in your future. I see so many things coming forth, including more from this CD project. What can we expect from this project?
Oh, my goodness. This is a 6-song EP, extended play, and I wrote all of these songs from my heart. Let me tell you, all of these songs, I poured myself into it. I poured my spirit, my experiences. And I have another song, Look No Further, that's doing really well on gospel and Christian radio. And I'm basically, I wrote that song to talk to the person that says, that they don't believe in Jesus or they don't know Jesus. And I'm telling them, if you're looking for freedom, looking for a breakthrough, looking for somebody who knows every pain that you hold, everything that you're going through, if you got a heart that's broken into pieces, if you need a healer, a savior, a miracle maker, then you don't have to look no further than Jesus. And I got Ephesians 6:6. I wrote it right out of Ephesians 6, where Paul tells us that we have to put on the full armor of God to withstand against the schemes of the enemy, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth. I literally wrote a really nice song to that.
Wow.
And it's doing well. It's doing well, too. You know, and then you get to hear my personal story from Bring the Whole Hood. That's a song that I wrote with pop star Meghan Trainor in 2018. And
yes,
it just came out in 2020. I never stopped believing in it. People would tell me that I'm crazy for believing in that song, but it was my baby. I wrote it. And yes, God knew. He knew that I loved that song, but he wanted me to wait. He waited to the perfect time to release it. Yeah.
Wow. See, there's God is just, you have been busy during this COVID season. I just want to tell you, you've been
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a vault of more music that
what
is it? Come on, share. What's the secret thing that you're working on right now that you just share just with these listeners right here? We'll keep it to us right here. What's the thing that you've been working on that you hadn't told anybody yet?
Oh man, well, you know, I'm working on a full album. I released an extended play, but I'm working on a full album, God willing, that's gonna release. And you know, I'm writing all of my stuff as well, so y'all just can expect more good music, more feel good music from me. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Yes,
for the new stuff to be released.
Amen. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. So in our closing moments, what advice can you give anyone listening right now that just needs just some encouragement as people continue to get vaccinated and we're trying to get back to normal here? Some sense of normalcy,
yeah,
I should say.
Well, in all things, trust in God and pray about everything. And don't doubt God's ability to do nothing. Don't go to him doubting. He don't like when we doubt him. He don't like when we don't believe. Mark 11:24 says, believe that you have already received the things that you're praying for, and they will be given to you. So if you're listening to this right now and you feel like God ain't listening or God ain't answered your prayer, well, I want you to self-reflect and say, what intention was I asking? Was I asking for this money just to get something and then I won't talk to God for the next 3 months? Or was I asking for something, you know, with the wrong intention? What was your intention? And when you are able to go to God and confess your sin and tell God what you want. Be specific. I was specific about the husband I wanted, how many children I want in the future, God willing. I was specific about so many more things, because that's how you know that God is listening. And not only that, but write your prayers down. Write them down. Get your journal and write them down. It literally takes 5 seconds out of your day. Out of when you looking at Netflix or scrolling Instagram, Facebook, have that time and tell yourself. You have to tell your body, tell your mind. You have to tell yourself, I'm going to spend time with God. I'm going to do this for God. I'm going to read scriptures. I'm going to look at a sermon. I'm going to listen to a sermon. You have to do that. Nobody else can do that for you. You are in charge of your salvation. You are in charge of your relationship with Christ. He is there waiting with open arms for you, but you have to step. You got to step to God and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm not perfect. I done hurt some people's feelings. I done probably did some people wrong. But Lord, help me to be a better person. Help me to enhance myself. I don't have to change nothing about myself. I don't have to change my gender. God will do all the changing. The Lord will do all the changing for you. You don't have to change nothing. Don't even think that you even got the power to take the initiative. But you go to God and He gonna do everything. He gonna take it from there. But you have to make that step to just go to God.
Amen. There it is. The one and only Evie McKinney. Did I get it right?
Yes, you did.
Finally, at the end of the interview, I got it right. Hey, listen, it's been a pleasure and an honor having you on the program. Yes. Thank you so, so much for the advice.
Thank you.
And thank you for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.